Hello everyone. It is a very nice, cool Monday evening, and I just hope everyone had an amazing weekend. And even if it wasn't, that's all right. Not every day is going to be good, but just cherish the ones that are, you know? I guess today's podcast, I wanted to focus on colorism and my experience with it. And colorism is basically the belief that the lighter the skin tone, the more superior you are. Sorry if I'm speaking too fast. And of course, you know, we all should treat each other, you know, the same, but you know, it's not like that. And it's not okay. It's really not okay, but it's okay because people are ignorant and that's okay, but it's not okay. But honestly, me personally, I've been dark skinned, or I am dark skinned. I'm probably a little bit lighter now, but I was way darker when I was younger. And in elementary school, not only was I super dark, but I was also super skinny. So I was kind of prone to get bullied. And, you know, I had really ugly glasses, you know, and I was kind of adorable. But, you know, despite that, you know, I was, you know, they call me burnt. They even call me Blackie. And, you know, we were very advanced elementary schoolers. So, you know, because I was so skinny, they called me faggot, you know, which is basically like a bundle of sticks, you know, in the actual dictionary, not even the derogatory term for, you know, homosexuals, which is crazy. Like, why does elementary schoolers, you know, why do elementary schoolers even know things about that, you know? And when I was younger, I didn't really pay attention to these things till I got older. And I think about it, I'm like, wow, you know, that's not cool. Of course it's not cool. But, you know, it's even worse when you recognize it when you're older. And I also realized a lot, you know, when I was in high school, you know, I had, my mom remarried and, you know, I had a stepsister. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that this happens a lot. But, you know, she is light skinned. And, you know, at that time, you know, when I would tell her, you know, what guy I like, because, you know, it's high school. I'm always having, you know, crushes from week to week. Like, you know, I was boy crazy. You know, it is what it is. And every time I would tell her, you know, oh, I have a crush on this guy, you know, she would go and talk to them. And my thing is, you know, she's free to do that because, you know, we don't own those boys. You know, I didn't own those boys. But, you know, it just killed me because every single time, you know, they would choose my stepsister. You know, she's light skinned. She has the full curly hair, you know, and just, you know, and, you know, she's thicker than me. So, you know, of course that stuff would get to me, but, you know, I didn't realize it was because of the skin tone, you know, like I didn't realize that was an example of colorism. And it's the same thing even in the workplace. Like, a light skinned woman with, you know, B type hair, you know, or whatever, can have a nice curly fro or let it, you know, like have a nice fro or whatever, and it'd be okay because she's of a lighter skin tone. But if a woman was darker skin working at a Hollister or, you know, or anywhere really, it's almost unacceptable to wear our natural afro or our natural hair. You know, some places will even tell you, hey, you can't have your hair like that. It needs to be flat ironed or some, you know, or something of that degree. And I guess this isn't really something that can, it's kind of like, it's not racism, but it's just a simple fact that it stems from ignorance. So as much as I would like for these things to change, it, once again, it always starts at home. Everything starts within the home. Everything starts with yourself. And that's why I always tell people, before we can even try to help each other as a group or the masses, we need to be able to better ourselves and work and help ourselves out before we can help other people, you know. And it's just like, the sooner we work on ourselves as individuals, the quicker we can come together and actually make changes that can benefit everybody. But I realized as humans, you know, one of our instincts is self-preservation, you know, and that makes sense. But at the same time, it goes into being selfish and inconsiderate. And, you know, that's something else we need to work on. And then, you know, people are like, focus on you, do you, do you. And that's great to do you. It's amazing to do you. But at the same time, do you and, you know, be able to help others at the same time. Or maybe you just don't want to help others. Maybe that's just the superhero in me. I don't know. And I'm not even a superhero. If anything, I feel like I would be like a cool sidekick, you know, or something, with the really bad jokes or like the stupid gadgets. That's me. But I know this was kind of short-ish, you know. I'm kind of driving and in the car, and I've been wanting to talk about colorism for a while, and I actually might post another segment about this, because it is a very big issue. And I mean, we should all just support each other the same. And I know people have preferences of what they like, and that's totally fine. But you know, a lot of people like to bash dark skinned to brown skinned women just because we're darker skin tone. And then we, you know, it'll kind of just, they'll try to apply, oh, since you're dark, you can't be beautiful. That's why you hear, oh, you're pretty for a dark skinned girl, or you're pretty for a black girl. And that is not cool. We are beautiful. So yeah, you can eat a dick, or whoever believes in stuff like that. Come on, dude. You already know women are beautiful. And just say women are beautiful. Call it a day. Thank you. But anyway, I know this sounds kind of ecstatic and less calm than my other one, but it's because I'm emphatic about this situation, because I've had so many experiences outside of high school, you know, where colorism has, you know, it doesn't even have to be deal with me, really. I've just seen it, you know, and it's just crazy how it's so prominent, but it's like hiding in plain sight. It's just crazy. So if you want to talk to me more about this, we totally can. Please go to my Instagram at gothgirlgabby. You can find my Snapchat at Gabby over here, and you can go to my website and email me, and that's gothgirlgabby.onuniverse.com. I hope you guys have a fantastic evening, and stay tuned on Friday. I'm gonna probably lighten it up a little bit and maybe like talk about something funny, crack a couple jokes, or even
have a guest speaker.
So stay tuned for Friday. You guys are awesome. Stay litty.